Welcome to From the Shamrock Shore here on KRVS 88.7 FM. I'm Heather Cole Mullen, and we just heard the Bothy Band from their first album released in 1975 with the Kesh Jig, Give Us a Drink of Water, The Flower of the Flock, and Famous Ballymote. In the wake of the 1960s folk revival and increased interest in Irish traditional music, the 1970s saw an explosion of recorded music and bands such as the Bothy Band, who we just heard, the Chieftains, and Planxty. This week, we'll look back at some of the recordings over the 50 years prior, which helped influence the musicians performing during this band era. We'll begin with a recording of Ilan Piper Patsy Tui from 1919, playing The Steam Packet, The Morning Star, and Miss McLeod.
Why, hello, Tim. What's the matter with you? You look awful sad.
Me boy, I just buried an old bosom friend of mine by the name of Pat Murphy. Didn't you hear about it?
No, I didn't. That's too bad. When did he die?
Well, it was like this. Murphy and me were working together on a building, when one day, all of a sudden, the scaffold broke and down he fell to the pavement below.
Holy St. Patrick. Was he killed dead?
Sure he was killed. What do you think? After the height of that fall, 18 stories high, why, it'd be a miracle, man, if he was alive.
Oh, I suppose it was the sudden stop.
Well, now listen, if you want to hear about it, keep still.
All right, go ahead.
Well, says the boss to me, Tilly, you better go up and break the news as aid as you can to his wife. So up I went and I knocked at the door and says I, is it here where the widow Murphy lives? And says she, I'm Mrs. Murphy, all right, but I'm no widow. Oh, you're not, eh? Just wait till you see what they're carrying you up the stairs. What are you laughing about? It's no joke.
Why, is that the easiest you could break the news to the poor woman?
Well, at any rate, we had a lot of fun at the wake. We danced and sung all night.
At the wake?
At the wake.
What did you sing?
We sung The Night Pat Murphy Died.
How does that go?
Well, it was the night that Paddy Murphy died, and the night we'll never forget. All the boys got rolling drunk and some ain't sober yet. As long as the bottle was passed around, the folks were feeling gay. O'Leary gave with a bagpipe some music for to play. Mrs. Murphy sat in the corner, pouring out her grief. Well, Kelly and his pal, the dirty robin thief, sneaked up into the ante room and a bottle of whiskey stole, and placed the bottle on the corpse to keep the liquor cold. Sure, that's how they show their respects to Paddy Murphy. That's how they show their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and a shame, and they winked at one another. Everything in the wake house went the night Pat Murphy died. About 2 o'clock in the morning, some dirty blue-eyed scam wrote upon the coffin lid, "Here lies a tramp." They stopped the clock so Mrs. Murphy could not tell the time. And at a quarter after three, should have told her it was nine. Now the whole dang gang got merry, sure they didn't care a red. If Mrs. Murphy or the whole dang gang was dead. Of all the tricks I ever saw, they made me shiver with fear. When he took the ice right off the corpse and placed it on the bier. Well, that's how they show their respect to Paddy Murphy. That's how they show their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and a shame, and they winked at one another. Everything in the wake house went the night that Murphy died. Thank you.
that was Tom Morrison from 1927 with the Dunmore Lassies, the Manchester Reel, and the Castlebar Traveler. Before that, we heard The Night Pat Murphy Died, recorded by the Flanagan Brothers in 1926. We'll continue with a recording of the great melodeon player Peter Conlon from 1928, The College Grove and the Flogging Reel. Thank you. was Michael Coleman, recorded in New York in 1934, playing Lord Gordon. Before that, we heard James Morrison and John McKenna on fiddle and flute, respectively, with The Tailor's Thimble and The Red-Haired Lass, also recorded in New York, but a few years earlier, in 1929. This is From the Shamrock Shore on KRVS 88.7 FM, coming to you from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. This week, we're following a musical timeline from the 78s of the 1920s to the band recordings of the 1970s. From 1938, here is Leo Rousham with Airs of 98, Boule Vogue, and The Old Bog Road.
Thank you.
Recorded in 1950, that was Sean McGuire playing McDermott's Reel and the Mason's Apron. We started that set off with Piper Leo Rousham, followed by Johnny Doran with a 1947 recording of the jigs Coppers and Brass and the Rambling Pitchfork, followed by the reel The Steam Packet. Here are Patty Canny, P.J. Hayes, Patter O'Loughlin, and Bridie Lafferty with their 1959 record, an historic recording of Irish traditional music. Rolling in the Barrel, In the Tap Room, and The Earl's Chair.
Marched by God against John, you lack a known archer, the hardest toy in that man and cheer. Oh, you ran your law, call it the wadi nail, listen below. As marched by God against John, you lack a known archer, the hardest toy in that man and cheer. Oh, you ran your law, first is the story nail, listen below. Níl fálach a cáulad hau níl rin a lach sa chotín daun gan cáulad gan mahalje. Hóra hau a hau níl rin a lach, hóis tis is dóri níl a simulam. Fár ma ha mód me tau fár amr a fár slós a dis lai ir a chan a nyamudu. Hóra hau a hau níl rin a lach, hóis tis is dóri níl a simulam.
From the 1965 album, A Tribute to Michael Coleman, that was Joe Burke on accordion, Andy McGann on fiddle, and the late Felix Dolan on piano, with the humors of Westport and the Clogger's Quilt. Before that, we heard Mrs. Elizabeth Cruddy on the concertina with Gary's, and Joe Heaney with the song Sao Ni Vrinula, both recorded in 1960. You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM. From 1967, here's Willie Clancy.
Thank you.
covers of the great Carrie Fiddler's Dennis Murphy and Julia Clifford from their 1969 album, The Star Above the Garter. Before that, we heard a recording from 1967 in London with Tony McMahon, Martin Burns, and Andy Boyle playing Lucy Campbell and Toss the Feathers. This is from the Shamrock Shore on KRVS 88.7 FM, broadcasting from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. I'm Heather Cole Mullen, and this week we've been listening to a survey of music from the 1920s to the 1970s. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope you'll join me again next week. I'll leave you now with two of the seminal bands from the 1970s, the Bothy Band from 1976 with the Laurel Tree, and before that, this is Planxty from 1972 with the Jolly Beggar.
A jolly beggar man came tripping o'er the plain. He came unto a farmer's door, a lodging for to gain. The farmer's daughter, she came down and viewed him cheek and chin. She says, "He is a handsome man, I pray you take him in. We'll go no more a roving in the night. We'll go no more a-roving, let the moon shine so bright. We'll go no more a-roving." He would not lie within the barn, nor yet within the byre, but he would in the corner lie down by the kitchen fire. Oh, then the beggar's bed was made of good clean sheets and hay, and down beside the kitchen fire the jolly beggar lay. We'll go no more a-roving in the night. We'll go no more a-roving, let the moon shine so bright. We'll go no more a-roving. The farmer's daughter, she got up to bolt the kitchen door, and there she saw the beggar standing naked on the floor. Took the daughter in his arms and to the bed he ran. "Kind sir," she says, "be easy now, you'll waken our good man. We'll go no more a-roving in the night. We'll go no more a-roving, let the moon shine so bright. We'll go no more a-roving." You are no beggar, you are some gentleman, for you have stole my maidenhead, and I am quite undone. I am the lord, I am the squire, of beggars I be one, and beggars they be robbers all, so you are quite undone. We'll go no more a-roving in the night. We'll go no more a-roving, let the moon shine so bright. We'll go no more a-roving. She took the bed in both her hands and threw it at the wall. Says, "Go you with the beggar man, my maidenhead and all. We'll go no more a-roving in the night. We'll go no more a-roving, let the moon shine so bright. We'll go no more a-roving." Thank you.